A one, two, a one, two, three. Bum 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 bum. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. Bum, 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 bum. How we'd sing as we'd live through the air. Oh, look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, coming in on a wing and a prayer.
One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing
with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for a word. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
What a show, what a fight. Yes, we
really hit our target for tonight. Really hit our target, how we'd sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord. We're coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. A wing and a prayer.
That's the Aviators. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Morning.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming so early.
We've got Pam and Robert and Diane and our death. All of the Aviators, they'll be performing tonight at Theater in the Woods, and they were so nice to get up early and come in at 7:30 in the morning to join us on the morning pre-flight. And you came by last year and just did some samples for us in the studio, and it was just wonderful. And we've only had that small snippet of that song, and it was so nice to hear the full one. And if you want to hear that song again and some of the other ones, of course, Theater in the Woods tonight, and we'll have it live here on EAA Radio. I was reading through your website, and You've been doing this for quite a while.
Actually, about 10 years we've been up to this.
Wow!
It's taken us all over the country, and we knew we'd enjoy the music because the music of that era is wonderful. But the people that we have met through the music, and as I said, we've traveled the country, had the great honor of performing at the World War II Memorial Dedication in Washington D.C. in 2004, which was that was a fabulous time for us.
That must have been an incredible honor, considering it. How many groups like this with the tight harmonies and the uplifting tunes are left? Other than maybe finding it in movies and some plays, you don't really hear this kind of music.
As far as we know, there's really nobody else doing what we're doing in the nation. There are other groups that are occasionally doing a show, but as far as recreating the harmonies, recreating the look and the feel, we dress up in Army Air Corps uniforms, do the choreography, and we actually hired arrangers to pull the arrangements right off the old recordings, so we preserve that harmony and that sound.
And what are some of the vocal challenges to singing this type of music?
It definitely is tight harmony. There are times when, if we're doing the arrangements right and we're really sticking to the era, the sounds of the era, we're probably, Al, singing 4 notes within a 5-note range. And that's typical of this harmony. Now, when you try to put 4 people, each singing 1 note within a 5-note range, it's tight. It's close, and there's no room for error.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the touring that you do and how much in demand you are.
Well, it really is kind of hit and miss. It's feast or famine. Sometimes we have many performances in a row, and we'll have a very busy week or a very busy month, and then we may have a month where it's very light. But during that time, we rehearse. We're getting ready to record our third CD because we do have a little downtime here in the fall. There is a CD that we have right now called Wing and a Prayer, and I know that you might talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. We also have a Christmas CD, but we're getting to record our third CD. So when we're not so busy with performances, we just rehearse and try to get in, some more recording done.
The types of performances that we do kind of vary across the spectrum. We do, a lot of large concerts. We do a lot of fundraisers, many reunions, a lot of corporate events and things like that, and civic events. So it really just depends on the time of the year and what's going on.
And we've also done several Honor Flight-related performances here in this past 18 months, I would say. Honor Flight, of course, is a wonderful, wonderful program. I'll let Bob perhaps talk a little bit more about that. But we have done dinners and, again, fundraisers, reunions, a reunion of all of the Nebraska Heartland Honor Flight men and women, the veterans that went. About 1,500 went on several flights. And we do performances like that. Of course, that's just exactly what we're made for.
Basically, Honor Flight is a program that takes World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial. We have been leasing airliners and taking entire airliners full of World War II vets and all the challenges you can imagine getting. Some of them are, have some disabilities and whatnot. To Washington, D.C., we look at all the monuments there. And it's quite a program. It's free to the vets.
What are some of your backgrounds? This is definitely not your day job, right?
No, we all have individual jobs besides loving to sing with the Aviators. But how we got all involved, I think we're all very four natural performers. We love to perform. Our show in this evening consists of course, this music, but we also do some dancing. Everything's choreographed, and we throw in a little humor now and then as well.
Well, go ahead.
Just as an example, I'm a teacher by day, run a bed and breakfast with my husband on the weekends, and sing with these guys.
Well, I'm Ardith, and I'm actually a commercial voice talent. I have actually been a radio broadcaster before and teach private voice lessons and am the artistic director for the Aviators.
And I guess I'm the one aviator in the Aviators. I'm a professional pilot by trade and do aviation education at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and do a little flight instruction, a little charter work, and, of course, sing with this group. It's a busy time.
And the CD that they mentioned is On a Wing and a Prayer, and the first person to run right up to the Bill Phobes Broadcast Center here, the studio in the sky, and you can get a free Aviators CD. Come right up here. We're building number 60 on the map, if you're listening here, to the Aviators CD, On a Wing and a Prayer. So let's talk a little bit more about your show. Any fireworks? You do a little singing and dancing?
Well, we skipped all the rock and roll and fireworks. Our show is strictly music from the World War II era. We try to replicate that as closely as possible. We do a lot of music of the modern eras, the Pied Pipers. Our show is built around Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. We do all that music and, again, try to replicate it, just like if you turned on the radio in 1941. That's really what we do.
And, of course, boys, tonight the three of us will be singing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy for you. So that's something you'll want to come and see.
That's what they want to see.
If you talk about fireworks, that particular song is is kind of like fireworks. I mean, it's fast-paced, and I'm sure you have to be pretty nimble with your enunciation and everything to get it right.
Well, exactly. And in the meantime, while we're enunciating, actually that one we dance nonstop. Through that one. So for us, we need a little break, a little breather after that one, but it really does take stamina. And matter of fact, that's what it takes to do a show like this. And when Bob said, I don't know that there are many groups doing this, there are some that are singing, that are maybe trying to do the harmonies of the era, but we actually are doing some choreography that I would say it's a bit challenging at times, but that does keep us fresh and alive, and I think people respond to that, seeing an actual stage show. It goes back to the stage shows of the era gone by.
The music of the era has endured 60 years for a good reason. It's really great music. The harmonies were different. The messages were different back then, And if we get a chance to sing maybe another little piece of a song here, you can hear how different those tight harmonies actually are.
And some of the, we do a little bit of the military tunes and some of the popular tunes of the age as well, and you'll see costume changes and all kinds of fun dancing things like they've described.
Go ahead with another song.
Free for all. We like the kind of living that is free for all. And Lady Luck is giving us a priceless thing, a chance to sing and wake up every morning hearing freedom ring. Free for all. Forget about your troubles. There is glee for all.
Right here.
Just remember, son, there is so much fun when it's free for all.
Incredible. The Aviators here on EAA Radio. And we still have a few more minutes. I wanted to ask, what if you didn't answer this before, but what are some of the influences behind this particular music? I noticed in the early 1900s, it was about opera. Opera music was probably the most influential music at the time, or at least the most used. And then it went into certainly jazz and what came out of that. How this particular style of singing that you do, where are its roots?
Well, obviously, there were melodies and harmonies written in the 40s that type of music has not been done again. And that's why they called it the golden age of songwriting, because there are songs that will be absolutely sung and played forever because that was such a memorable time for writing songs. Well, we all influences in our lives. I know that our families played this music. For instance, I'll just speak for myself. My dad's a World War II veteran, and he's a dance band drummer. And I went to all the dances. I learned all those songs. They were played at home. They were sung at home. And we were listening to that type of music. I know the other members of the group have similar experiences. It's what we grew up with. But I think we all have an appreciation for such a special time of songwriting. And it just hasn't been replicated.
It really hasn't. The songs were very difficult to write. And they were very difficult to perform. You look back to the big band era, extremely talented musicians. And what we've found in replicating this music is it's very difficult to sing as well. You've got to have singers that have some legitimate chops in singing and can really hang on to those close harmonies, because it is actually quite difficult music to perform. But when you do put it all together, when you spend months matching mouth shapes in the mirror, I mean, that's really what it takes to get that blend, to get that harmony. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. It's wonderful music to perform, and we're told people enjoy it very much.
And I know, for one, not only is my family a musical base, my mother always talked about the hit parade, and always, whenever we have to learn a song, I call my mom and say, how does this one go? And she always knows. So that was a great influence for me.
The big bands, they toured around during that time, but they also took singers with them to support some of their songs, also feature them. So what were some of the biggest acts, like the Anders Sisters or some of them that toured around, and how competitive was it?
We actually have had the wonderful opportunity to sing with some of those big bands. They're still around. We were the featured vocal group at the International Glenn Miller Festival and got to perform with some of those bands. We got to perform with the Tommy Dorsey Band and the Guy Lombardo Orchestra down in Texas. We got to sing with them one time. A lot of those bands, their legacies are still around. They're still performing. And you look at all those groups, and that's where that music emanated from. And it's still there and still has a big audience base.
What is your impression of the motivation behind the lyrics and the music, and what kind of feelings that these composers were trying to express?
Well, if you listen to the words of the song, like the one we just sang, the pitch-in medley, it was a very patriotic time. It was a very dark time. But the whole country was pulling together because they had a legitimate enemy, and the survival of our country was at hand. And you can really hear that in the lyrics of the songs. They have a message, and it's all about, coming together as a country. And there's a lot of fun tunes, too. We sing tunes like Fellow Waiting in Poughkeepsie, and it talked a little bit about some of the romance that happened during that time and the fun that they had. And of course, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy and so many of those. A fun time, but also a message behind many of the songs that let's come together. Let's be patriotic and get the job done.
Well, if you could give us one more snippet, but first tell us about your show tonight one more time for everyone who might be here or be listening tonight.
Our show tonight will be at Theater in the Woods, and of course it's free to all who have paid their entrance for the day or the week. We know it's a rainy day, so possibly you're just going to be stuck in that camper all day. So remember that the Theater of the Woods is covered, and we will be there live at 8 p.m., and we will have our CDs for sale there, of course, as well.
As a matter of fact, we're going to have a special CD that we commissioned just for this show, and that is it's an Honor Flight CD. It's a special selection, and we use the proceeds from that to continue our mission with Honor Flight to get the World War II veterans there. And we have a special on that. We're going to be selling those CDs for $10. And really, it's just to make profits to help our mission with Honor Flight.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Ardeth, Pam, Diane, and Robert, they are the Aviators. You can hear them tonight on EAA Radio or in person at Theater in the Woods.